Danny Smith. Radio Verona. There we go, then. That ticks two boxes. Not only is that a song by a Welsh band, but that is about the topic, broadly speaking, of what we're going to be looking at now with my guest in the studio this afternoon, who's a local author, Oscar Windsor-Smith. Good afternoon to you, Oscar.
Good afternoon, Danny.
Hi. And you're here today. Now, you've actually been on the show before, haven't you?
Yes, you did interview me once before.
Yes.
Did with Beryl and Writer's Circle.
That's right, yes. That bunch of rogues. But
ooh.
In fact, I'm saying that there's some good news, isn't there, for a couple of their members?
There really is, yeah. It's actually breaking news. Only a couple of hours ago, we learned that Salt Publishing, who run the Scott Prize for debut collections of short stories, have just come up with their shortlist, yeah, for the Scott Prize. And the shortlist, there are 10 books. Of those 10 books, 5 are from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And of those 5, 2 are by Verulam writers.
Wow.
Yeah, which is pretty special for us.
So that's a great thing, both for the region and for your group in particular.
Yeah. Yeah. Incidentally, that's Julie Mayhew and Jonathan Pinnock. Now, John Pinnock, you have interviewed on it. Have you interviewed Julie?
Not yet. No. Yes, John Pinnock has been on this show before, and I think he did another show as well at some time. But anyway, yeah. That's great news about the success there of the local writer's circle. Now, you are here today, though, to talk actually about something called World Book Night.
Correct.
Now, some of us might have heard of World Book Day. Is this like the connection between Baywatch and Baywatch Nights?
I have no idea. Never been involved with Baywatch.
Right.
I'm not really involved with World Book Night. I mean, let's be honest about it. The publishing industry has organised for 1 million books to be given away.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the idea sort of starts from. There are 25 titles, and they were looking for 20,000 givers, 20,000 volunteers to give these books out. And I'm one of the volunteers.
Okay.
So I'm not anything to do with the organisation of it, so I probably can't give you all the background of it. But as I say, the idea comes from the publishing industry and from various authors have put their titles forward. Now, they're all reprinted books. Some of them are very well-known recent books. I've probably got a list of them there if you're interested in them.
Mm. Okay. Or you can perhaps tell us a couple of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the one I'm going to be giving is one called Agent Zigzag, which is by Ben McIntyre. And it is, in fact, a sort of biography. It's not fiction. It's the truth about an agent, a double agent, or triple agent, really, in the Second World War.
No, right.
And he's a rogue called Eddie Chapman, who was essentially a safe blower. And he got roped into our Secret Service, and he also worked for the German Secret Service. And there's a local connection because he was parachuted into Britain to blow up de Havilland's at Hatfield.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, I'd read this book and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And when I found that was one of the titles that I could, couldn't I?
Yeah.
One of the titles I could give away, I put myself forward for that and I got it. So I'm going to have 48 copies of that to give away on Saturday.
Right, and so Saturday is the day of the World Book Night.
Saturday is World Book Night. Now, to go back to your original question, I understand that the has been a World Book Day, confusingly, running for several years now. That's mainly aimed at children, getting children to read. And that is on the 3rd, which is, I think, Thursday, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, so that's World Book Day. World Book Night is on Saturday.
Okay, so that's this coming Saturday. And are there many other authors in the local area that you're aware of that are giving out books as well?
I honestly don't know. They won't necessarily be authors. I mean, they're just givers.
Okay.
So
just anyone with an interest in...
Anyone with an interest, a love of books, could put their name down to be a giver.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so that's this coming Saturday. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to take a break for a song now, and then we'll come back to talk a bit more about this in just a moment. In the meantime, to Oscar Windsor-Smith.
Danny Smith, gifted, gorgeous, gallant. Just 3 of the words he can't spell.
Yes, and spelling seems to be an appropriate skill to have, I suppose, if you're a writer. I'm, of course, talking to Oscar Windsor-Smith, local author, who's joined me here in the studio.
I only wish I had that skill, Danny, because if I was quite longhand for 2 things, 1, you wouldn't be able to read what I'd written, and 2, I almost certainly would spell things incorrectly. In fact, I probably can't even spell incorrectly.
Yeah, we were having a discussion the other day with a presenter here on the station. He says, I'm having lots of problems with my pronunciation, and I said, pronunciation. A little joke there for me, but it was said.
I'm glad you pointed it out.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about World Book Night, which is on Saturday, which is the 5th of March.
Correct, it is. Right? Yep.